Proclamation number 7496, dated the January 8, 1960. Jesus as leader. Where is your path leading to if you have not chosen me as your leader? This is what you should ask yourselves time and again, and desire nothing other than my becoming your leader, to whom you can entrust yourselves and safely walk by his hand through earthly life. And truly, you will always be led correctly, you will not take wrong paths and distance yourselves from the goal, you will always take the right paths by which you can reach the heavenly kingdom, for then you will be traveling the path to the Father's house, to your eternal home. But you have to request my leadership. I won't impose myself on you. I will not try to influence you against your will to take or avoid these or those paths. I want to be asked to be your leader always and everywhere. I want you to appeal to me that I should guide and lead you across all uneven paths, and I want you to entrust yourselves to my guidance without resistance, that you will follow me on the path which I proceed in order to guide you to the eternal home. For only one path is leading to it, which is steep and requires exertion. It necessitates strength, a firm staff and support for your safe passage. Just let me always be your leader and you will soon be incapable of going wrong. You will not need to worry that the path will lead you astray or become impassable for you and your failing strength. If I precede you, you can follow without worry, for I know the best way to the goal, and I will truly shorten the path for you, clear it of all obstructions, carry you across all obstacles and always take you by the hand so that you will reach the goal safely and without harm. But you have to entrust yourselves to me without reservation. You must not hesitate or fear to be guided wrongly, for you will never be able to find a better leader than me in earthly life, regardless of how many loyal friends you find amongst your fellow human beings. But they nevertheless don't all know the path of ascent which leads to me. And this is why you should always just keep to me. But then don't worry any longer, for once you entrust yourselves to me, I will reward your confidence and take you into my protective care on your earthly course of life. And you'll barely notice your progress, for walking next to me also means receiving my strength, being able to hold you by my hand and thus effortlessly covering the ascent, on account of which you live on earth. For this path has to lead upwards. As long as you walk on even ground, your path is not the right one, since your goal is up above and accordingly it also requires strength, which you can always receive from me if you have chosen me as your leader for your earthly course of life. Yet this life is hard if you walk alone or give my adversary the right to join you, who will know only too well how to embellish the path and fill it with temptations, so that you won't notice that it does not lead upward but into the abyss. Then you will be in great danger, for you will prolong your path of return to me or make it entirely impossible, for I cannot be found below, and the path that is leading through lovely meadows, which is easy and traveled by the children of the world, is not leading to me but inevitably into the abyss, from where it is incredibly difficult to ascend and will take an endlessly long period of time again. Nevertheless, you have to choose the leader yourselves. You need only ask me to assume guidance over your earthly life, and I will be with you and displace the other one, when he wants to join you. For if you call upon me as your leader, you will also be relieved from all responsibility. Then I will act on your behalf and direct and lead you onto the right paths, so that you will safely reach your goal, that you will return to me in your true home, that you will enter into your Father's house where I'm waiting for you in order to unite with you again for all eternity. Amen.